Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Life with Goldie podcast, where we travel around the world talking to all those Golden Hoodie recipients about their journey in the Salesforce ecosystem. I'm your host, Mia Pacey, also a Golden Hoodie recipient, but today we're joined with Sarah Khalid. Thanks for joining us, Sarah.
Hey, Mia. Thanks for having me.
I'm really excited to have this conversation. I know we've been talking about how do we catch up for a while, so I appreciate you coming in. Where are you tuning in from today?
I'm tuning in from New Jersey in USA.
Amazing. I love it when we get to chat with people from the different side of the hemisphere. But hearing everyone's journey through the ecosystem, I know you've been doing Salesforce for some time and you're a Salesforce architect, but would you be able to take us through how you got to this place and where did Salesforce come into your life?
Yeah, of course. So I guess my journey began towards the beginning of my career, I guess about a good 13, 14-ish years ago now. And I stumbled on it by accident because the first place where I started working, they were implementing Salesforce internally. So that's kind of how I got familiar with it and kind of learned it. And then it just so happened that subsequently it was the thing that would kind of just stick out in my resume because it was so rare back in the day to find people skilled in Salesforce. So that's how I kind of got into it. I started out as a developer. I worked as a developer for a good part of my career, I would say. And then I transitioned towards the architect track about 5-6 years ago now. It was just a natural transition because I feel like I was always kind of working in that capacity, you know, because I always like to think about solutions as a whole. Not just do what I'm told, you know, like here's this problem, just do it, you know, just be a thinker and just ask other questions and think about things as a whole. So that's how I became an architect. But then I guess journey into Salesforce was really important to me and worked for me on a personal and professional basis too, because that was around the time that I had my kids. So I had my son who's going to be 13 end of this month. So it just gave me a really good opportunity to be able to still continue my career and be able to work from home. And you know, in IT, if you're out of the market for a while, it's just really hard to get back. So yeah. Salesforce really, really helped me. And, it allowed me that kind of flexibility to be able to work from home and find stuff that worked for me. So, you know, I continued along that path. And I got involved in the community a little later in the day because, again, I was raising younger kids at that time when this whole community concept started. I didn't really get a chance to get out too much or go to those meetups. So, but then as they got a little older and independent, that's kind of when I heard about them. And then I was like, wow, this is really exciting because there was nothing like that back when I started my journey. And, you know, so I attended a couple. That's how I got to know the amazing community, you know, as it is, met so many amazing people there. And then, you know, it just kind of is still going on. I'm still continuing to meet so many amazing people in the community. But I really, really appreciate the community. I think I would not have been where I am today had I not met a lot of those wonderful people, made a lot of those connections.
Yeah, it is such an important and integral part to a lot of people's careers. And that's why we all give back because we see how beneficial it was for ourselves or our journeys along the way. But I know that, so you've done a lot of professional career and you've developed that naturally into that architect role. I see though that on LinkedIn, you were also volunteering. Could you talk to us more about how you're volunteering? I think it was with a school.
Yeah. So like I said, you know, Salesforce gave me a lot and I learned Salesforce gives back a lot as well to the community. And I thought that would be a good opportunity for me to give back as well. So I basically started a nonprofit organization at where my kids went to school, elementary school, because I attended a couple of their sessions and meetings and I saw they did everything on paper. They really didn't have any system where they put things in. You know, all communications they would be sending out by physical paper. And I just thought it would be such a good opportunity for them to be able to have a system. And then I looked into, you know, the Salesforce's the free nonprofit edition they have. It was a good fit for them. And through that process, you know, got them that, got them set up, and, you know, they're using it successfully today.
It's so good to know that you could, even Salesforce, that they give that option to people to be able to get into it.
Yes, that is an absolutely amazing thing. And I keep telling others, you know, who are in the community that, you know, there is such a thing, and for them to explore it and see if that's going to be an opportunity for them to do something and give back.
And we definitely like try all these new things in DevOrgs, and we get to experience different products as they come out, but really getting hands on and able to develop something for someone that actually will change how they work or benefit them is even better. Like, it must feel amazing that you, to know that you've been able to change something for them.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely amazing. And I think even continuing that journey, like in Salesforce, like being an employee, I think Salesforce is a really good job too, because we as employees give volunteer time back as well to the community. And there's a lot of projects and even pro bono projects. So I've been working on those since I joined here as well. So,
oh, that's so good. I know, I'm also in this not-profit space, so I see that Salesforce employees giving back. So it is lovely to know that we were able to reach out and grab some of that time and that you're able to give back that time. Yes. So let's circle back to our golden hoodie. So some people have been able to see the golden hoodie presentation or hear about one, but yours was quite unique, I guess. Would you be able to take us through? I think you said it was at New York World Tour. It was a little bit of a difficult like situation with the health crisis going on. Take us through what it was like on stage. What was that presentation like for you? Give us all those goosebumps. Like, take us through it again.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was back in May of 2021, so a little over a year ago. And I think that was like one of the first events that Salesforce was hosting after, like, I mean, not even after, during the pandemic. And it was all done outdoors in a beautiful Bryant Park in New York City. And it was right across the Salesforce Tower. But anyhow, I was just asked to, you know, present on a specific question. So they were like a couple of questions. They wanted to hear about my journey, basically what I had learned from my journey, advice for others. Those are the type of questions that I was kind of speaking to on stage. And obviously it was nerve-wracking. It was probably not as bad as it is for others, because the in-person attendance was not that big, but I knew it was being streamed online, and I think that was one of the first times that it started to be streamed online. So basically, you know, anybody anywhere could kind of see you, so it was definitely a little nerve-wracking, but it went fine. I don't have terrible speech fright. I have a little bit, but I guess it's just once I get up there and start talking, it gets better. But I actually had no idea that I was gonna receive a golden hoodie at the end of those questions. So I was just prepared to go there and talk and then just come.
Amazing. So,
when the questions finished and I was about to get up and go there, like, well, wait a second. And I was like, okay. And then, you know, there's somebody coming out with like this tray and with a golden hoodie on it. And I was like, oh my God, I couldn't believe it, honestly, because I had just like never even thought that I would be like so lucky to get one. I've always admired people who had it, and I thought they were like so awesome. They're like the super cool people in Salesforce. I just never thought I would be one of them. So it was just an amazing moment in my life. I think one of the biggest highlights, I think, in my career journey. It's just that acknowledgement from Salesforce and just, you know, giving me an appreciation and shout out that, you know, hey, they noticed me. I'm special, you know.
That's such an amazing atmosphere to be able to receive something like that.
Yeah, it was a beautiful setup. They did it really good with whatever circumstances we had.
It made it so nice for you. Yeah.
Yes.
And so we talked about like it. You mentioned that it's nice recognition from Salesforce. So when you look back at that time, do you think the Golden Hoodie has changed anything for you, like personally or professionally? I guess that validation you mentioned, what's that like?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's just the recognition and validation, right? Like, people know your name, right? Because you have a Golden Hoodie, and they're so rare. in the entire world, there's just a handful. So it's definitely given a broader recognition. It's also given, you know, me opportunity to connect with so many other amazing people who are Golden Hoodies, you know, and get to know them better. And understand about their journey, because everybody's journey is so unique and so different. But yeah, every time, you know, somebody sees it, they're like, wow, you have like one of those. And then there's a bunch of people that are like, well, we don't even know what that means.
That's true. And I guess it's been able to, yeah, shine that light on what you've been doing and recognize what you've been doing is good, and that giving back and everything that you've done for the community is exactly the right way for everyone in the Salesforce community to obviously experience and give back, and all the community thanks you for that. And it's amazing you're part of the Golden Hoodie.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel like everybody in the community in general is just so nice, and everybody gives back tremendously. You know, I have just based on events attended and meeting so many people in the community, like everybody is just so helpful. You know, I've always found everybody to be so helpful. But
it is so unique. You're right.
It is very unique. And I've always I've always done my best to help others, you know, on their journey. And I guess the part that I forgot to mention about the community aspect, a really important part, was that once I started attending those events, I connected with an amazing lady who was actually starting up a women in tech user group that's local to me. And she met me, and then I guess after a couple of weeks, she reached out and she wanted help co-leading that group. So I guess that was a really important aspect of my journey. It was to actually co-lead that women in tech user group out here. And, you know, it was a really amazing journey. We've helped met so many people, so many women, and there was even male attendees, but so many people that were on that journey in their career, probably more towards the beginning, and just needing help and mentoring and just guidance, and just being able to help them was really, really amazing. And I feel those connections like live with you for your entire life.
Yeah, that's so nice. I also co-lead Women in Tech, so that's an amazing connection we have. And I know it's very nice to be able to give back in those kind of leadership of the Trailblazer user groups. So we've talked about how important that user groups or the community is to you. Did it play a role in your career progression? Was there moments that you could look back and go, oh, I wouldn't have been able to learn this so easily unless someone was there guiding me? Or is there anything like that?
I feel that it definitely helped me in the sense that I met a lot of people, and there was a lot of people that kind of you could go to for like help with certain topics. So from that aspect, you know, it was really good. But I think for me in particular, since I was more on the very technical side and more on the architect track, like that's a very like tiny pillar and subset of people. So, and I know like the architect groups are newer. It's like a newer thing that recently started, but I haven't attended one yet. But I feel like those ones will probably be really helpful from a learning perspective. But yeah, there's always learning. It doesn't have to be a technical learning that you're learning. It's also like non-technical topics, soft skills, you know, resume writing, how you talk to HR. There's just so many topics and different topics that user groups cover. I feel there's always something to learn.
Yeah, that is true. I know that all the soft skills that you get from those kind of community groups, even just learning in the community group how to better communicate, or how to now, as we're coming out of a more virtual world and we're going more in person, how to remake those connections.
Yes. I think we all went through the Zoom fatigue phase when everything went virtual. So it's definitely really nice to go back to the in-person mode.
Yeah. Do you recommend anyone? I guess it's like, yes, everyone come to our user groups. But do you think it's something that it is important to people to kind of come and connect with those user groups in their area or virtually?
I think it's really, really important. I, like I said, I don't think I would be in my career where I am unless I had done that. You know, it's just, you might be doing what you're doing, but you're doing it in your silo, and, you know, you're not going to know other people. Other people will not get to know you. It's just really, really good. Even if whatever phase you are in your journey, in Salesforce, I would like highly recommend it, especially for like new people. There's so much guidance that they can get from people there that are in the community for longer. I absolutely recommend it. I think it can be a life-changing thing for so many people. There's so many other people that I've seen go to just because of the community. Their careers have transformed.
Yeah, I know. It's so amazing to hear those stories of in the community of people progressing so well and finding their niche. When you look back on your career and how you started, you mentioned you started in the dev space. What would you recommend to those trailblazers that are a similar journey to yourself to kind of guide them or along their Salesforce journey? We've spoken about going to user groups, but would there be any kind of recommendations you'd give to those new trailblazers on a similar track to yourself?
I think the most important thing that people need to do, and I think it, for any aspect, technical or non-technical, especially with developers, would be like, just continue your learning, like just never stop learning, you know, don't get too comfortable doing what you're doing, you know, technology is changing at a very rapid pace, as we all know, just, you know, spend time on yourself and your professional development and take the time to like learn newer things. I think those things just go a really, really long way. You need to invest the time in yourself. I know we all work full time. We're focused on things probably, you know, related to our jobs, and it's hard to take that time out to like, you know, focus maybe on certifications or a certain topic that's technical and a new space. But I feel like that's just really, really important for you long term, is to continue your learning.
Continue your learning. Don't get too comfortable, and make sure you reach out to people along your journey. So if someone feels like, I know it's very hard for people, like, well, it was hard for myself to be like, I'm comfortable, I have now the confidence to move somewhere else. How do you know? Like, how are you able to help someone know that they can have the confidence? Like, how would you know that you're comfortable and you know you've got this and you can move to the next step? What would you recommend for getting a little bit more confident in that space?
Yeah, I think it's probably most confidence comes from actual experience, you know, when you've been working in a particular space, or if you've done something that kind of gives you that automatic confidence that, hey, you know, I know this. So I would say, like, for me, that's like the ultimate confidence booster, right? Yeah. Like, just revalidating and saying to myself, well, hey, no, I've done this. I know this, like, I can do this, you know, it's just kind of keep reassuring yourself. And if there's things that you don't know, just reassuring yourself, hey, you know, there's other things I didn't know, but I learned that. So how is this any different? Like, I can learn this. I've got this, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So it's like saying, looking back at your portfolio of maybe the projects that you've worked on, to say, yeah, I was able to do that. Like, if I could do that, why can't I do something else? Would you say that exactly. Every move you make, you should be stretching yourself and making sure that you can learn something new?
Well, that's everybody's personality. But yeah, for me personally, I really do need that. I think I don't like getting too comfortable. I like pushing myself beyond what I'm doing and challenging myself to do something even more. But that's how I am. Everybody's different. You know, I understand that. And it's totally okay to be different. You know, people do things at their own pace, and that's perfectly fine. You know?
Yeah, it's true. And if we're all the same, it would be boring.
Exactly. If we're all the same, it would be boring. But then saying that, I think it's still okay to give yourself a break, though. Like, if you feel like you're going through a rough patch, you know, if there's a lot going on at work, there's a lot going on at home, and you just can't manage doing extra, that's okay. It's okay. We all go through those phases. So it's just kind of not being too hard on yourself, too. but you should be a little bit hard on yourself, but just not too hard on yourself.
Yeah, that's right. I guess it's like everyone's career is different. You probably yourself didn't have like smooth sailing the whole way. Not everything was perfect from A to B.
It's never easy. You know, it's just people see you get to where you're at and they assume like it was such a smooth path and you're here at this amazing place, but it wasn't that easy, you know, getting here. We've had to struggle, and I feel women in general struggle a little bit more to be noticed and to get to that next progression in their career. So
keep fighting.
Keep fighting. Yeah. Keep fighting and keep believing in yourself, because, you know, you have to believe in yourself before anybody else will.
That's amazing. I love that. That's so true. Believe in yourself, because, yeah.
You have to believe in yourself before others will. So.
Yeah, that's right. And then confidence will come, because now you believe in what you can do.
Exactly.
And hopefully you can, yeah, give yourself a break and keep chugging along and get those certifications if that's the goal, or move into a different career path if that's the goal, like yourself going into that architect park was very seamless for you. And are you loving architecture at the moment?
I am. I really do enjoy it. I really love what I do. That's why I think like I'm able to do it on a day to day, you know. It's just you have to love what you do. There's a lot of career paths too. You know, it's not just focused on technical people necessarily. So that's the really amazing thing about Salesforce. And that's a really amazing thing why so many people come into it from vast backgrounds, is just because it kind of gives a lot of people flexibility to be able to do that from all the different backgrounds.
Yeah, and so many different companies out there using it for different reasons. You could definitely experience different use cases just by moving a role. Don't get stuck in the rut. That's the same thing as we're saying. Just keep going and try and find what you love doing.
Yep.
So we've come to the point in the podcast where I get to ask a fun question. So if you're an animal, what animal would you be and why?
Okay, well, that's a tough one. But I guess if I really had to be an animal, I would probably like to be a bird. Just because I'll have the freedom to go anywhere I want, and just to be able to fly. And I guess to be able to see the amazing view from top down, that would sound pretty amazing and cool to me. Like, that view from drones, you know, like you live around so much beauty. Like even like right now, for example, it's fall, right? And I know there's like beautiful trees all around, but like I can only see one at a time or two at a time, but I can't really look at them as a whole. But like, just imagine being able to go up and just look down and enjoy the scenery and view from the top is pretty cool.
I guess it is amazing. And it also shows that you're the bigger picture thinker, like that architect kind of mindset of looking from it from a large perspective.
I didn't even think about that. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, you're welcome. No, I'm sorry. That sounds great. And I would love to fly myself. So we'll go and we'll have like a squad of birds of some sort, and we'll all be our unique selves. Give my guests the opportunity to have an open mic bit at this point in the podcast. So over to you if you have anything, Sarah.
From like, a personal perspective, like one thing that I was doing before joining the community, I'm still before joining Salesforce, I'm still continuing on whenever I get time, is my personal blog. It's around, it's a technical blog. It's around Salesforce and MuleSoft. So it's sarahinthecloud.wordpress.com. So do check that out if you get a chance. It started out again because I think the purpose was to give back to the community, because when I started that blog over 2 years ago, I was trying to learn MuleSoft because Salesforce acquired MuleSoft. I was very curious about MuleSoft. I was like, well, how does MuleSoft work? Like, how is it different than other integration tools? Like, well, how do these two work together? And, you know, you ask MuleSoft, they would just tell you MuleSoft things. You'd ask Salesforce, they'll just tell you Salesforce things. So there was like really not a lot of information out there that talked about the different use cases and how you practically actually bring the two together and how you use the two together. So that's kind of where I started down that journey for my self-learning. And this was more for my self-learning more than anything else. And I discovered a lot of things. I tried different projects. I tried different use cases. And then I wrote about them because it was really just not documented anywhere. And I had the hardest time finding that information. So then I was like, okay, you know what? I know so many people write blogs and people have been telling me I should write a blog, but like I never had a motive to write a blog. But now I do, because it's just, this information is not anywhere. And it's injustice to other people that need that information to like try to like stumble and find it. So then that's how I started the blog. And I'll be back there writing about something new and cool soon.
Excellent. And then if anyone wants to come to your Women in Tech group, Shannon, which one is that?
Yeah, so it's, I'm not part of it anymore since I'm an employee, sadly.
Oh, that's true.
But yeah. I still have very strong ties and I love for that. But it's called the Princeton Women in Tech user group. It's a really amazing user group. So I would highly encourage everybody to go and attend when they have a meeting next. And any user group, you know, I would say like, if you guys don't go, like you're missing out. And, you know, if you're just nervous about going, it's okay. Go attend one. You never know, you know, the people you meet, people are usually very, very friendly.
It's been so inspirational to hear your journey from all the way from dev through to architect and helping a not-for-profit startup and redo their whole processes from paper to now paperless. So, and then giving back to the community with your blog and helping everyone in the user groups come through their journeys as well. So I'm really thankful that we're able to connect. You're an amazing human. I'm so thankful to know you, Sarah. Thank you so much for being part of us. I hope you had a great time.
No, thank you for having me. It was absolutely a pleasure talking to you.